Hey everyone, I'm Jonathan Grzbowski, and this is a Blind Entrepreneurship bonus episode brought to you by Penji, a podcast that helps entrepreneurs and business professionals execute their vision to profitability. This week's episode is all about a talk that I did at Ignite Philly just a couple of weeks ago. I was asked to speak at Ignite Philly, what is essentially Ignite Philly? Where is it? What is it? Et cetera, et cetera. So Ignite Philly is a speaking engagement, speaking event, kind of like a slam poetry, if you will, where you take 20 slides, 15 seconds per slide rotating. So every 15 seconds, a new slide will appear, totaling in 5 minutes. You could speak about anything that you want. You can speak about any topic. There's nothing that is or is not off limits. So when I was trying to come up with the idea behind what to talk about, this first thing, as always, comes to mind is business. What can I talk about that's related to business? What can I talk about to help people? And the first thing that came to my mind was passion and what passion means to me. And the next thing that came to my mind was, what is my purpose in being on that stage? And it kind of came, the speech that I'm about to speak and tell you is pretty much exactly verbatim, going to read every line exactly the way that I said it. And when I was on stage, it was about 100 plus people inside of Johnny Brenda's in Philadelphia, which is a venue slash restaurant that you can go to, restaurant downstairs, facility slash venue hall upstairs. And it's a Philadelphia staple. I mean, it's so many famous historical musicians have played there. But anyways, I want to just take about the next 5 minutes or so to say the exact speech. And this is being recorded and it's also being shot via video. And I hope that you guys enjoy it. Would love to hear your definitions and your responses to what passion is and your response to how I feel about it. And so this speech is titled, Passion is Bullshit. Passion. Passion is described as a strong and uncontrollable emotion, an intense driving or overmastering feeling or conviction. Allow me to use it in a sentence by quoting Busta Rhymes. Fortune, power, fame, passion for this shit, you need to go. Go get you some. You can be passionate about a lot of things. You can be passionate about health and wellness, helping underserved communities, and even business. Passion is a word that we all know very well, but I am here to tell you that passion is bullshit. 7 years ago, I took the biggest risk of my life after feeling weighed down by discouragement. This discouragement came from people I loved the most, friends and family, telling me I would never make it. For years, I was afraid of taking that leap and ultimately placed myself in a dark and deep depression. I didn't know how to get out of it. Eventually, I did what was in my heart, and I quit a comfortable job to pursue a life of helping others. And when I decided to move into entrepreneurship, that safety net was ripped out from under me. My parents were left confused. My emotional support from friends was gone. Everything was now up to me. But that wasn't until I met some of the bravest, most inspiring, and hardworking individuals I am proud to associate myself with. Because 7 years later, I stand here before you, a proud business owner with a growing team of 37 plus people. I'd like to use this speech as a vehicle to educate others about the not so glamorous but incredibly rewarding life of an entrepreneur. When you first start a business, you essentially begin with zero. That's you on the left. You have nothing. And this is where I would inevitably point to a graph because there are slides, remember, going directly behind me. That's you on the left. You have nothing. Pretty inspiring, right? In the first year or so of business, your spirits are high. But there will be a point where you will experience a plateau. And on these days of plateauing, you'll be left with thousands of different emotions. Thoughts like, it's working, or, oh crap, no it's not, we're going bankrupt, or, wait, okay, everything's okay. And when you see this chart, you may assume that this is a weekly graph. And in this basically graph that I'm showing, this chart, is an emotional scale going up and down, up and down, up and down. So when you see this chart, you may assume that this is a weekly graph. No, this is what goes on in my head every 10 minutes. Running your own business is hard. Your mental psyche is pushed to the absolute limit. There are days where you just want to quit. There are even days when you lose sight of your passion entirely and question the reason you started in the first place. So within this plateau, can you identify how passion will help you go from here to here? Can you identify how passion is going to help you pay your bills when you can't? Where's passion when you have to miss an important life event or when a fellow team member is up for a raise but you need to pay them before you pay yourself? From my perspective, passion, although important in the beginning of your journey, will only get you to that plateau, but what will always be there to guide you during the darkest of days and allow you to experience breakthrough is your purpose. During my entrepreneurial journey, we were called many things and had many ideas out of passion. Ideas like an SEO automation service or a texting app for people who are lonely, and that's a true story, and so many more. None of the ideas or past businesses worked as well as what we do now. In fact, I can pinpoint the exact day it all came together. It was October 20th, 2017, when we were asked personal questions by the press that challenged us to think about our why. And the next day, we launched a service with the core mission to help those who help others. So who are we? We are an on-demand graphic design service called Penji. We are currently based in Camden, New Jersey, with thousands of customers who trust us worldwide as their main resource for graphic design support. We have initiatives that help nonprofits in Philadelphia and Camden called Penji Unlimited, and a new initiative called Startup Unlimited later to come in 2019. The Penji story is still growing. We aren't an overnight success. It took us 7 years to quote-unquote figure it out, and we are still figuring it out as we speak. We are told by so many people and motivational speakers to follow your passion, but I want to challenge you to find and follow your purpose instead. My purpose goes beyond our company. It lives inside of those in this picture. It lives in those who trust Penji. It lives in those who promote diversity and challenge others to be more inclusive, within those who have read our press mentions, and even within fellow team members who now feel comfortable enough to buy their first home. I don't need passion to take me where I want to go, and I don't need passion to convince me of my purpose. Passion will only take us so far, but purpose is the why that drives you to make everything possible. As always, please reach out at any time to connect with me directly on any social media platform under the username GrizzbowskiJ, or head over to tbeshow.com and drop a comment on this week's episode. Catch you next Thursday, but until then, go out there and execute your vision, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.